Coming up on 7:19 at Tri-Cities Talk Radio, and joining us, as he does every Tuesday morning about this time, Dennis Whittingham from Precision Tune Auto Care, which sponsors this portion of the program. Good morning, Dennis.
Good morning, Carl. Good morning, Alec.
Good morning to you, sir, and we're glad you could join us here. You said you wanted to dive right into coolants right now. Things are getting warmer, so tell us about it.
Yes, we continue our series on May being spring car care month. And, you know, last week we talked about oil changes and the importance of that. And today we're going to move on to another vital fluid in your motor vehicles, and that's the coolant, what was formerly called antifreeze, because basically originally its purpose was just to primarily keep the engine block from freezing up in the wintertime when we got down into critically cold temperatures. Well, these days it's kind of broadened its responsibilities, if you could say. Not only is it still does the antifreeze, but it also maintains an important figure in taking care of your engine in warmer temperatures, which as we approach summer, we're going to see a lot warmer temperatures. And it's going to really put air coolant to the test. So we want to make sure that it's fresh and clean and has the right properties to properly keep your engine cool. A lot of manufacturers now recommend that you have your coolant replaced annually because it's such a crucial fluid in the performance of the automobile. We have a service that we offer called a flush and fill. We've actually got equipment that we hook up to the vehicle, and it totally evacuates the coolant out of the engine and out of all the different components and replaces it with new, fresh coolant to make sure that that it's performing its services properly.
Dennis, in terms of efficiency, the once a year changing there sounds very interesting. Do you have an idea offhand, the figure, ballpark figure even, of how much of the efficiency of the coolant is lost after a year and when, you know, regular driving has been undertaken?
Well, usually the big culprit in coolant, a lot like engine oil, is that it has some of the same properties. Part of its a goal or a responsibility, I should say, is to pick up impurities in the coolant system. So actually, it gets dirty over a period of time, and it's not so much that it loses its cooling and antifreeze properties, is that it just gets dirty. You know, if you look at your coolant, if you open the reservoir in your cooling system and look at it, it really should be a light yellow color, or in some cases it's got a little bit of an orange tint to it. But it should be clear and primarily that color. If it's beginning to turn brown or a different, darker color, then it means all the impurities have built up in it, and it needs to be changed. But you really don't want to wait until it gets to that point. You want to change it before. Now, usually when we do a coolant service, the first thing we do is we've got a refractor that actually it measures the level of the properties that you're talking about to make sure that it's still got the ability to cool and to protect the in freezing situations. And that kind of tells us the condition of the coolant itself from the property standpoint. And then, of course, we just look at it to tell if it is, in fact, has gotten dirty and built up impurities and needs to be changed.
Dennis, in say we change our own, or you, anyone, it puts coolant in a car. Does it still need to be mixed with water? I know there are premixes, but I'm asking the general question.
Basically, the... the glycol, which is the primary ingredient in coolant, mm-hmm. is made to be mixed on a 50-50 mixture with water.
Right.
And if it's not, when you buy it pre-mix, it comes that way. But if you buy it just the straight coolant itself, then yes, when you put it in, you've got to mix it with 50% water.
Okay.
You know, you mentioned doing it yourself. I don't recommend people, you know, it, so many people, used to drain their antifreeze or out of the radiators and just dump it in the driveway. And it, first of all, it's poisonous to animals. It used to be deadly poison, and they have put federal regulations in place that kind of negate that a little bit, but mm-hmm. it's still a poisonous thing, and it pollutes our environment.
Absolutely.
All the antifreeze that we use in the shop is recycled. We've got a provider that picks it up, and they take it, and they reformulate it and sell it in a reconditioned form.
Very good. So, Dennis Willingham with Precision Tune Auto Care. Sorry to jump in. We got to scoot on out. Tell the listeners about your store.
I have a tendency to roam on.
That's
so.
All right. You're coolant. Tell us about your store.
We're at 1705 West State of Franklin Road, right there next to ETSU. We're there Monday through Friday from 8 to 6 and on Saturdays from 8 to 4. You can come by any time. You don't need an appointment. But if you'd like to make an appointment or have a question for us, give us a call. Our number is 926-9500.